to the King. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's turn to the Word as Bill Houston presents this study that is Meat in Due Season on the Higher Ground Radio Revival.
This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no farther, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Paul says, But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, and so forth. Reading from 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 11. Welcome to Higher Ground, my friends. Shalom, glory, adios. As we speak on this message today, A Sense of Urgency by D.L. Punkard, may your minds be opened up to receive the message that God would have you to incorporate into your life to be a living witness of the risen Savior and the living Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. Democracy is under attack. Only 10% of world governments retain some semblance of it. Traditional values are fast deteriorating. Stability is decreasing and security, exempting the rich, is almost non-existent. Conditions are rapidly changing, and not for the better. Organized terrorism is rising and war is inevitable. Conspiracies are by hidden powers are amassing forces for predicted takeover. Society faces the portent of impending doom. People are looking for a strong saving hand from somewhere, my friend. The United States has greatly degenerated since World War II, especially noticeable because of the awesome pinnacle of 1945. Ethically, morally, and spiritually, our nation has plummeted. Greed and cutthroat competition are a business ethic. Immorality and anarchy receive great public exposure. Washington has a credibility gap. Craftsmanship is almost nil, and the middle class is being phased out. Denominations are splitting, pulpits are softening, and there seems to be no inspiration anywhere. Massive government infiltration began decades ago and continued. Post-war prosperity engulfed our nation. Today, national backbone is eroded. Morale is low along with income. Legs are shaky. Resentment is everywhere, and Trojan horses stalk the continent. Yet Americans act oblivious to destruction from within. We have done a complete 180 degree concerning the orgy of communism. The 1950s saw us alert to danger. The 1960s found us militant against the red. The now generation sees no internal Marxist threat. Red herring is a national fish. Subversives evidently have dried, retried, fled, or been converted. Supposedly, communism is no longer after world conquest. Fidel Castro wears a white hat. President Carter expressed relief that we are over the 1960s psychosis. Perhaps it was all a bad dream. Well, they would like to think that, my friends, but you are under attack. When democracy and values go down and out, you go down and out. In our shriveled world, whatever insurges abroad affects you. Consider Communist Rules for Revolution, 1919, now part of the congressional record. Compare the intent with our national scene. They were serious then. Could they be serious now? Corrupt the young with superficiality. divert religion to sex, slay ruggedness, get control of all means of publicity, and thereby divert minds from government to athletics, sexuality, and other trivialities. Divide into hostile groups by harping on inconsequential, controversial matters. Destroy faith in leaders through contempt, ridicule, and censorship. Preach true democracy, but seize power as fast and ruthlessly as possible. Destroy credit through extravagance. Bring inflation, high cost, and discontent. Foment strikes and disorders. Foster leniency and softness by government. Break down moral virtues, honesty, continence, faithful words, sobriety, and manliness. Register firearms by pretext in view of confiscation, leaving population helpless. Communism is still an internal threat, my friends, though perhaps superseded by an even greater threat. There are forces at work dedicated to enslaving mankind, and you are included in their scenario. We are close to biblically prophesied end-time catastrophe, but our nation is asleep. Jesus rebuked religious leaders for being unaware of the signs of the time. Matthew 16:3. No wonder they stumbled and were unprepared for the first coming. The communist rules have been implemented. Democracy has been invaded. It is under siege. Hitler outlined his plans in Mein Kampf. The Reds have given us theirs. We're letting them win by default. Khrushchev boasted, "We'll bury you." He was never believed. The United States continues indolence toward internal conspiracy because our heads have been turned, minds diverted, and hearts corroded. Conceit and materialism have blinded our eyes. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. It's passé. Former awareness is gone. Our people no longer want to pay the price for freedom. You are under attack, nutritionally, physically, mentally, emotionally, morally, and ethically. Spiritually, you are under a siege, my friends. Satan is obscuring Christ's way of life, trying to destroy your relationship with God. He wants to dupe you into Gehenna fire, and his primary dart is apathy, causing dullness, carelessness, and neglect. Satan wants to program you to sleep until judgment, but this is not the time to nap into a drunken spiritual stupor. He promotes a type of sleeping sickness, which is infectious, showing weakness, lethargy, and prolonged coma. Like Hong Kong flu, my friend, once gallant America is shrouded in a sleeping sickness. Christendom uses Jesus' name, but is weak, lethargic, and compromising. Comatose without knowing it. Like Ephraim, unaware of gray hairs and sapping strength. Hosea 7:9. Like Laodicea, dangerously carnal and cursed. Revelation 3:17. Heading for complete cardiac arrest. Your New Testament shouts many warnings about passive lifelessness and drowsiness. The foolhardy, no sweat, don't get shook up approach. Uncle Sam won't change, but you can, my friend. You can heed the warning. Take stock and find and hold the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. This message examines five admonitions and offers a realistic end-time outlook. Study these scriptures prayerfully and find God's approved attitude in these growing times of stress, my friends. Why am I in peril every hour? I protest, brethren, by my pride in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die every day. What do I gain if, humanly speaking, I fought with beasts at Ephesus, if the dead are not raised? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Come to your right mind and sin no more, for I know that some have no knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. 1 Corinthians 15:30-34. The Greek enepho means awake, sober, out of a drunken sleep spiritually. Among other problems, Corinth misunderstood the doctrine of the resurrection. Paul demanded they get serious about God's Word and its intended meaning. They were to seek purity of doctrine, reject paganism, lies, and stifling traditionalism. He wanted a sense of urgency. This passage rebuked thoughtless, heedless, unwary attitudes and warned about socializing into intimidated and worldly ways. Paul dealt with correct doctrine and its helpful effect on approved Christian living. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is a shame even to speak of those things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it is said, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the spiritually dead, and Christ shall give you light." Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:11-16. Paul attacked sleeping sickness and commanded them to walk circumspectly and arise from the catacombs of worldly sleepers. They were to avoid the works of Satan's dark society. We too often slumber wearily and unattentive in the whirlpool of materialism. Most people won't respond to God's call, but Christians must come alive, my friends. You must stand up and tackle the dragons. They must seek out and obey their Lord of Light with proper words and God-fearing example. They expose sin, error, and corruption through the simple genuineness of Christ's new covenant gospel. Christian living is to be done with energetic dispatch, because Christ Jesus is returning soon. The days are evil and will get worse. Christ's good news demands a profound response. Disciples are responders to the life-saving and changing message of His grace. The wheat and tares, Matthew 13, show that Satan plants counterfeits in Christ's church while men were sleeping. Verse 25. Like communist plants, Satan's agents lull saints into spiritual lethargy and unawareness. Only a sense of urgency, my friends, can forestall internal demolition. But of that day or that hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed, watch and pray, Jesus said, for you do not know when the time will come. It's like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servant in charge, each with his work, and command the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, whether it will be in the evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crow or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Mark 13:32-37. The parable is preparatory to Christ's return, and disciples must be alert to infection by sleeping sickness. Jesus will examine our work individually and collectively in light of personal responsibilities. For everyone, there is an accountability. Thus, the plea for response to His call for faithful stewardship. Remain wakeful and vigorous with whatever you have been entrusted. Christianity includes sharing truth with a hungry, needy world and endeavoring to win precious lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, a realm of His kingdom. World news should make us excited and expectant. Social deterioration is a prelude to God's imminent rule. We need to be fervent, alive, and unselfish in outreach. We need a sense of urgency, my friends. But as to the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need to have anything written to you, but you yourselves know well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When people say, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as a travail comes upon a woman with child, and there will be no escape. But you are not in darkness, brethren, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as do others, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation, 1 Thessalonians 5:1-8. The theme is Christ's sudden return, and we are told what to do. Forces will try to put us to sleep. In Jesus Christ's realm, we must walk and act like God's sons, beaming the light that represents Him. Responsive obedience and moral watchfulness must overcome a tendency for negligent disregard. Though society dozes amidst chaos and subversion, we must stay active, toiling in the cause of Christ, my friends. While others prepare for doom, we must heed the call to eternal life. We should be dynamic soldiers who stand out from the hapless hordes who are destined to be horrendously shocked at the last trumpet. You need all the armor that God has to offer, found in Ephesians 6:10-17, because we are hopelessly outclassed and outgunned by our enemy. Protect yourself. God's Spirit can see through no matter the provocation. Don't wait. A sense of urgency is required. Act on it now, my friend. Besides this, you know what hour it is, how it is full time now for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves becomingly as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on or identify with the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify or to satisfy its desires. Romans 13:11-14. Paul still shouts across time for us to wake up. Time is even more imperative. Christ's return is imminent. Be motivated to overcome Satan's darkness and keep the armor of spiritual protection. Jesus' parable, Matthew 25, shows human inclination toward apathy. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. How many will he find weary, yawning, phlegmatic, and overcome with tired spiritual blood? How many will he truly find in the faith? Luke 18:8, where he said, "When I come, will I find faith on the earth?" Disciples must be up and doing, living the way more intensely, excluding its dynamic love. Our spiritual test and opportunity is closing out. Arouse a sense of urgency. Use these three resolves for greater effectiveness. Put on the armor of light, Ephesians the 6th chapter. Cast out all evil associated with ignorance and sin. Respond to Jesus' light and His call to light, truth, righteousness, and divine protection. Live properly. Walk uprightly as one who has stepped from darkness into radiant light. Act as though God's celestial host and the whole world are watching you, my friend. Put on Jesus Christ, Galatians 3:27. Repudiate fleshly pulls and gratification and identify with Jesus Christ's spiritual clothing. Gain character, report from Him and with Him. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and men of violence take it by force. Matthew 11:12. Biazomai, violence, means to force, compel, carry a point by obstinate perseverance. Bullinger states that, as with Luke 16:16, it means sought with a burning zeal. Notice Christ's remark of Matthew 11:12 and two other translations. They are pressing into the realm of heaven. These eager souls are storming it. A Moffat translation has endured violent assault, and violent seize it by force as a precious prize. A share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Amplified Bible. Two reference works add clarification to Jesus' intended meaning. That it, kingdom, was being violently stormed by people eager to enter it. New Bible Commentary, Revised, page 830. Sinners are now crowding into the kingdom, and in their eagerness to enter may be compared to soldiers attempting to storm a town. One volume, Bible Commentary, Dumelo, pages 664 and 665. People are getting excited about gospel truth and the kingdom of God, intensely alert, industrious, and watchfully aroused by spiritual treasures, coming on strong for Jesus. A church of dedicated soldiers, ready for invasion, eager, pressing, forceful. Sleeping is for those in Satan's night. In Christ's day, we are delivered from satanic control, transferred to God's realm, Colossians 1:13. Moved, zealous, involved, my friends. What will you do while others slumber and sleep? What will you be while others are nominal? What is your game plan for coming through the times that are ahead of us? Most will refuse to cope, and Christendom will sigh, yawn, and immerse in ritualism. Are you different? Are you a forearmed, as God forewarned? There really isn't any time to waste, my friends, when we should be fighting for our national and spiritual lives. Society is playing, experiencing, or lost in self-gratification. America's on a mesmerizing merry-go-round, and people are sleeping at the switch. The world is mired in nocturnal deception. Revelation 12:9. Use the five warnings to your benefit. Let them arouse you from a world-consuming, all-encompassing apathy. America's number one problem. Let those admonitions make you rare and different in a cosmos drunk with sameness, conformity, and intimidation. Cultivate the Matthew 11:12 attitude. Positive, daring, vigorous, alarmed, active. This is no time to get comfortable, relax, or doze and languish. Nor is it the time to get webbed again in Satan's night. It is the time for infecting others with the gospel fruit of Jesus Christ. It's time to hold the fort of God's spiritual kingdom. Everything that you know as good is under siege. Values, morals, and godly principles are under bombardment. You are under attack today, my friend. We are closing out the age, and it's time for action and vigilance. Take the initiative now. Acquire a new sense of urgency. Yes, my friends, if there was ever a time when we need to have a sense of urgency of the hour in which we live, it's today. Oh, when we see the astronomical problems that is affecting our nation with drugs and alcohol, and them even desiring to, in many places, even professors and chief of police and sheriffs desiring to legalize the drug world so that it would become acceptable in society, so that we would be able to treat some of those that are having drug problems in hospitals and so forth. Oh, we're asking for something that would be nothing but another nightmare infringed upon us and cause us to go farther down the road to hell than the USA already is today. Friends, let us awake to this hour. Let us be urgent in our proclaiming all that there is a gospel that saves from the guttermost to the uttermost. Only that through the power of the gospel of the kingdom, that is the Lord Jesus Christ that was lifted up on Calvary, that gave His life for the sins of mankind. And He says, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. You shall find deliverance if you will, but give your life to me. Oh, that you will come to me and let me fill you with myself through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let it be your gospel today, my friends, as you share with your neighbor, as you share with your grocer, as you share with your friends. Let them see there is a reality in serving Him who is high and lifted up and who lives from eternity, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you today, my friends, for listening to The Sense of Urgency.